Oh, I mean, that'd be a chance to play football. I'd love that. But first things first, they'd get a winner. I think if anybody's going to turn that franchise around, it'd be me and be able to put it in the right direction. They're close. They're very close. They're the right pieces. I think they just need one guy, a quarterback, to make that difference. What makes me the best option? I think it's a few things. I think accuracy. I can make any throw. Winning is the most important. But the way I've been able to get my guys around me to play, not just the offensive players around me, the other 10 guys, but the defensive guys, special teams, the energy I bring, the passion I bring, it's infectious. And so you can ask anybody on that Oklahoma staff. That's what I bring to the table, and it helps us out.
Can you talk about your relationship with Dimitri Flowers and what kind of a throw is he going
to make? Dimitri's a smart football player. We were able to utilize him because of his ability, first things first, but he's a smart guy. He's very talented, so whoever takes him, they might think they're going to only get a special teams guy, but if you put him on the field on offense, he's going to make a difference. You got to key into him because he can block and he can catch and make plays. Get into the spotlight. I think it'd be just fine. I think under pressure is something I thrive on, but I don't think I'd treat it any differently. First things first, you got to win. Doesn't matter where you are. The most important thing is winning. Absolutely. And if you don't have that mindset, then something's wrong. Everybody else is probably thinking the same thing.
Hey, Baker, what's your response when people try to put holes in their game, whatever it is, what's your response when people are trying to prod you?
Height doesn't matter. You see guys like Tyrod Taylor, Breeze, Russell Wilson. They've proven that it doesn't matter. If you want to say anything else, I got 3 years of tape you can watch. Got that. The height doesn't matter at that point. I think I have less batted balls at the line of scrimmage than all the other guys here, and I'm pretty sure I'm shorter than them too, so it doesn't matter.
Considering the work that you played in the
I mean, people forget that he was a talented football player, first things first. Before he got caught up in, whatever it was, talented football player. So I think when it comes to that comparison, no, it's not my favorite at all, because I think we're two completely different people. He said it, I've said it. But when it comes down to it, I'd do anything to play this game, and I'm going to do everything, to keep playing it. Teams ask about my character. Until you sit down and talk to me directly, you might have an image that is, portrayed within stories or headlines. But I love the game. I'm upfront and honest. I let them know exactly what I'm about. And I think that's the most important thing. What you see is what you get. I've always been brutally honest. And some people don't like that because it's rare nowadays. But I go into these meetings and I'm just myself. And so I want to get drafted and, to a team that knows exactly what they're getting. Oh, absolutely. They're investing a lot of money into these guys they're drafting, so that they can ask any question. This whole process is about finding out what's wrong with you. It's pointing out flaws, things that they see if they can look past them, see if they can work with it. So any question they ask is fair game. I'm very prepared. I think my journey, my career showed that. I'm going to put all the work I can into it before and be ready for my chance. Whatever opportunity I get, I'm going to take advantage of it. And so as soon as I get drafted, I'm hoping to dive into that playbook and start moving forward. It's a great experience. Any chance I get to be around a different coaching staff is always awesome to learn. So, pick somebody else's brain out and see how they coach, what their philosophy is. Learned a lot of stuff under center. I haven't done that since Coach Heupel was at OU in 2014. So enjoyed being with them and, learning from them about their play schemes. That's tonight. So we'll see. Smart guy. I think we relate a lot. Mindset-wise on offense, I think they've got the keys on their team. They're close as well. But he's a smart guy. There's a reason he's a young coach and he's that successful.
If you were to go to the Giants, would you be okay, I guess, with some
First things first, you know, whatever team I go to, I'm not going to settle for a backup job. I've never been like that, and I never will. I'm going to push that person in front of me. When it comes down to it, the best man's going to win, and I know that. But everybody has a role in the team, and if you're not improving and pushing those guys around you to be better, then you're not doing it right. So, I'd be more than happy to be on the Giants, but same thing for any other team. Accuracy. I'm the most accurate quarterback in this draft by far. Between that and then also things I need to improve on, just keeping my base. Footwork, staying clean in the pocket, and I think that's going to help out my timing, not being late with the ball. So when you're clean with your feet, your mind goes quickly. The biggest thing, you know, is showing that I'm ready from day one to be a franchise guy. I'm ready to help anybody out. I just want to play the game. To get a chance, it's all I've ever asked for. That's all I can ask for now. And I'm going to make the most of it once I get there. Honest. I tell them the true story. When I got tackled by the cops in Arkansas, I tell them the true story. When I talk about planting the flag against Ohio State, I talk about the fact that that was an emotional win. That was one we worked for over a year for after they embarrassed us in our home stadium. And then, you know, when I talk about the Kansas thing, it's about me drawing the line and being professional. You know, if I want to be a franchise guy, there's certain things I can't do, but I'm also going to still be competitive and passionate. That's what's gotten me to this point. So, you know, I talk about it, and I'm upfront about it. I hope so. Football's football, no matter, you know, what you want to say about it. The year before, it never matters. It doesn't matter if you go undefeated the year before or if a team has zero wins. You start fresh. You start with a new team. Everything's different every year, and that's something we focused on at Oklahoma a lot. You know, before I played, we went 8-5, and then my first year starting, we went 11-2. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how it was the year before. You got to handle your business, and the most important game is always the next one. A little bit. You know, I used to have the mindset of, you know, worrying about everybody else's opinions, trying to please everybody, but that's not going to happen. The most important opinion to please are those, you know, in my inner circle, those around me, those I'm working for. And so being honest, you know, I like people to see what they get, and that's just how I'm handling it. Developed through the years. It also helps that I hit a growth spurt eventually. I went through puberty. You know, I was always a good athlete when I was little, but then I didn't, you know, didn't grow. So the outgoing part of my game and who I am as a person has developed over time. That's partially been through the, you know, the adversity, the things that I've gone through, having been on, you know, walking on Texas Tech, be around one team, transfer, one coaching staff, they clean house, and then be around another team. You know, it's different. You know, for this game, especially at the quarterback position, one of the most important things is people skills. You know, being able to relate to people, connect with them, communicate, and make sure you're on the same page.
To that point, when you walk into a locker room for the first time, who's there? Who's there? Is it to join a bunch of grown-ass men?
Yeah.
Are you going to be this cocky?
I don't think I'm cocky. It's not cocky. It's just confident. Everybody has earned their way into that locker room. I get it. Those guys are trying to feed their families, but I'm not going to go in there and act like I have it all figured out. I'm always trying to improve. I never have once said that, oh, I've made it. I've always been one to be the first one to say that it was my mistake or I need to get better, and that's how I'm always going to handle it. It's not about the numbers. If it was about the numbers, then I wouldn't be standing up here anyway. Orlando's a great football player. He's a guy that, in the locker room, he's somebody you want to have. He's somebody on the field that mentally he wants it more than everybody else. He's passionate about the game. His mentality, he's fearless. He You know, he's got that lineman mentality that you want. He's nasty when it comes to the game of football. He wants to bury that guy in front of him, and he wants to mentally just, you know, be better than them on all fronts. And so you look at the stats, you look at the numbers, you know, you watch him run. When are you ever going to watch Orlando Brown run 40 yards down the field? Never. So you can watch last year's tape and see that he had zero sacks, and I'd say that's pretty important for a left tackle. There's a line to be drawn between, you know, getting too, you know, unprofessional, but the great ones have a competitive edge. You look at Tom Brady, you look at Rodgers, you look at Phillip Rivers too. I mean, those guys, they have that edge. And so, yeah, there's a line to be drawn, and I've had my lessons that I had to go through the hard way, obviously. You guys know that. So, yeah, there's a line to be drawn, and I know that. There was never a question about it. That's just second nature. A chance to compete, a chance to get in front of these, you know, all these teams. This is the biggest interview of my life. Why would I not show exactly what I can do? Growing up, I was a big Brett Favre fan. Just his passion for the game, and he was a winner. Now, you know, I try and take little bits and pieces from different guys. I think Breeze for me is a big one. You know, I said my footwork, keeping my base clean, stable, consistent is a big thing for me, and he's best in the game at that. To be compared to Brett Favre, yeah, it's pretty special, but he was his own player, and so am I. I'm going to try and be the very best. That's the mindset I have. I'm not trying to be Brett Favre Jr. or the second coming of him. I'm going to be myself, and I want to be the best to ever play.